We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
And you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
What's up, y'all? I'm Elizabeth. This is Straight from the Source. I've got an hour of new Memphis music coming your way. Stick around. Alright, y'all. It's another beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm so glad that you are here with me. I have a fantastic show for you because Serena Wages is in the house and we are going to be listening to music from her brand new record, Vanity Project, that just dropped. And of course, some of her favorite Memphis artists as well. So we're going to kick it off with the title track. Stay right here for a conversation with Serena. This hour, we're going to do Vanity Project. You're hearing it right now on WYXR.
Raised up in West Tennessee to wear the dress, keep the peace. Brother Ray yelled and I'd softly sing, hallelujah. The stranger said I could be a model at 14, too young to do what he did to me. Red bathing suit and sonic sweet tea. Sir, who hurt ya? Record man at platinum plaques breathing down my neck when he said I'd sound better in a shorter dress. Ride some hits, girl, trim the fat. I guess I'm silk flowers on your vanity. Is it my porcelain skin or my sanity? Oh, I'll be track stops. Maybelline under my eyes and over my heart. Oh, to be heard, do I gotta scream to get your validation? Do I gotta bleed? Oh, then they just say that I, oh, he says that I'm silk flowers. He said, ooh, she got nothing.
right. That was Vanity Project. It is the title track from Serena Wage's new album, just out, what, last week, right?
Literally Friday. The 24th, yeah.
It's so new.
I know.
It's a brand new Bouncing Baby album.
Brand new little baby.
We love it.
First baby.
Yes, the first full-length album. So, okay, let's talk about that title track a little bit and where the inspiration has came from for that. I've heard this story before and I love it. And why is that the name of the album? Like, where, you know, let's use that as our jumping off point for the inspiration here.
Yeah, I think I knew I wanted that to be the concept for the album before that song was even written.
Yeah.
But growing up as a woman in the South, a lot of the narratives and ideas and just air that you breathe and absorb,
mm-hmm.
And how that can affect you and affect kind of your growth into your own like sense of agency outside of conditioning. And so to be more specific, that was just sort of a title that was kind of thrown around a couple times when I was pitching for support for this record.
Yeah.
Before that song was written and before the people who sort of said that had even listened to the project. So to wear that label and then to take back the power over that a little bit.
I love it.
A little middle finger at the man, you know.
Yeah.
By making that the title of a project that I guess I could be self-indulgent enough to say that is much more than a vanity project, but is a really like honest, cerebral, true, vulnerable representation of my life and perspective. So
yeah, it's definitely a lot more than a vanity project. I don't think that's anything but the truth for sure. And so you worked with Matt Ross Bang on this record.
I did.
Who's of course right upstairs here at our home at Crosstown at Southern Grooves. And so how did you meet Matt? And let's talk a little bit about, you know, why you decided to make a record with him and what that process was like.
Yeah, so I'd known who Matt was forever. Never got to meet him officially until a couple years ago. But when I moved back from Nashville to Memphis, I was born and raised here in Millington, lived away for many years and moved back here and had always sort of had my finger on the pulse of who in Memphis was really making cool stuff that I respected. And there's so many, of course, right? But Matt was one of those that I was a huge fan of a lot of the records that he'd gotten off the ground, a lot of the artists that he'd broken, and just sort of his sense of like sonic ability and organic but progressive sounds. And so I was a big fan. And then Joe Restivo and I, you know, met and started writing songs together.
Yeah.
And we had tried out recording a couple places in town with a lot of really talented, wonderful folks, but hadn't found the perfect fit. And Joe mentioned stopping by to play some of these songs for Matt. So we went over and played acoustic for Matt before he had a studio in Crosstown.
Oh, yeah.
It was over at Sam Phillips still. And we just sat in the room one day and played some songs acoustically for him. And, you know, I learned from many years in the machine to have, like, very low expectations.
Yep.
Not because of that being representative of your self-belief, but just because that's the way that it works,
yep,
you know?
Absolutely.
So I had really low expectations and had a lot of, like, just lighthearted, you know, playfulness and hope, and played the songs, and Matt loved them all, in particular one that ended up being the last song on the record that no one had heard yet until that day. And so Matt really got it. He really got that song, and that spoke to me a lot. So anyways, yeah, that was the beginning of going in and making this record over the course of a couple of years. So
a couple of years. Yeah, okay. I didn't know exactly how long it took. I mean, I remember running into you at Crosstown, mm-hmm. like on a morning. I know you had a session, and like seeing you heading into the studio, but yeah, wow, a couple of years. Okay, so like, when did you start on it?
God, you know, I keep butchering this. I think I've probably said something different every time because my sense of time is so off with COVID and like post-COVID and how everything became this like funny blur. But I believe we started in 21.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a couple of years, and then obviously just came out May 24, so.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's cool and weird, but I can hear a younger me on mm-hmm. parts of the record, not just, you know, vocally, but I can hear a younger me as far as my mental, emotional development.
100%.
Like where I was at that time, you know, and then I hear a bit older me, and now it's finally come out a year after recording any of it. And so now I look at where I'm at in life, and it's so totally different than this project that I'm presenting. But
that's fascinating.
But it's really cool to sort of like get to showcase and time capsule an experience in a season of your life that was like really visceral and very moving and important.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that. And we all have opportunities to do that in our life. But I think that is one most people will never get in terms of just like, you've written this, you've produced this, with this piece of art that you took from start to finish, but it is also, as you said, this time capsule of who you were that you can listen to, you can queue up and listen to at any time.
Yeah, and I don't take that for granted at all. I have like chills thinking about, there's not only like a lot of people who don't get to like have the moment of putting their story into something that lives outside their body, but also a lot of like really talented artists who just don't have the resources. Thanks to people like you and Music Export Memphis, that's becoming much more possible. But a lot of people don't get the opportunity to make something like this that can stand on its own, that they can show their kids or their grandkids one day. And I just, if nothing else ever happens with this record, which I hope it does, and I hope I go on to make many more. But regardless, like, this is like such a beautiful thing that I am really grateful to have.
Yeah. Mm. If you're just joining us, this is Straight from the Source. You're listening to WYXR. Serena Wages is hanging out with me today. We're talking about her brand new album, Vanity Project. And I want to listen to another song. So let's listen to Robin Hood. And this is one I played on the show before. I love this song. Set this one up for us. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So I was raised in Millington, Tennessee, like I said. And my dad, the wildest character I've ever known in my life. If you've ever seen a man walking around Memphis with like two-tone shoes on, like a big jade necklace and like long silver hair, it's my dad. He's probably like dancing and singing and like cutting jokes with strangers. He's just something else. But he was the hometown judge in Millington, and he drove a Cadillac from 1967. That was his father, Woodrow's. And
okay.
His father actually used to run around with Elvis back in the day. It's kind of this very funny story. But my grandfather Woodrow died when my dad was 14, and so my dad got his car at that time and moved out on his own and would drive this car. And on the license plate, it said Robin Hood. Mm. And so the idea sort of stealing from the rich, giving to the poor, sort of fighting for the underdog. That's a big part of who my dad was as a trial attorney and a judge. And also just kind of like the mentality of looking out for the little guy that we've all sort of adapted into our family identity. So I was going through an interesting time with a male boss, actually. And I felt really wrapped up in this patriarchal situation. And when I am in moments like that, I'm reminded of the thing that no one can take away from me, and that's my roots, and that's the perspective that my father and my family like instilled deep within me. And so Robin Hood explores a lot of some lighthearted and some really serious metaphors and truths, but it all comes from that 67 caddy.
I love Robin Hood on the license. Oh my gosh. All right, well,
we call it Memphis Country, this track. We say it's Memphis Country.
Oh, I think that's a really good description. All right, well, here it is. You are listening to A Robin Hood by Serena Wages on WYXR.
Lock.
That was Robin Hood, Serena Wages, who's my guest today. Her latest album, or her, wait, let me stop that. Her brand new album that is also her first album, her debut album, Woo-hoo. Vanity Project, just dropped on Friday. I was just telling you while we were listening, I really love that track. It's one that I've listened to. It's one that I've listened to the most from the record because it's been out as a single. And so I've been listening to it and I really dig it. And you were saying that you cut the vocals in like no time. Went in and did it.
I kind of forgotten about it till you mentioned it. But it was one of the last ones we did. I kept pushing off this song because I wanted to get the lyrics just right. And so I remember we left the studio one night at like 11 p.m. and I went home and like had a glass of wine and like tried to rewrite all the lyrics and kind of like came up with some last minute edits and then finally got it to where I felt like really good about it. And the next day, Matt and I were just alone after lunch and just we cut it in like less than an hour.
Yeah. So. Well, it does. I mean, cool. it both sounds that way and doesn't sound that way. You know, it sounds like because it's to me like it sounds so meticulous, like the vocal delivery. But it's clearly so natural. And that's the best combo. Right.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That song goes to radio officially in June. So,
yay. Amazing. All right. So we got more songs from Serena's album to listen to and more songs from her playlist that she put together. But I want to go back to something you mentioned before last, which is you were talking about having grown up here, of course, and that you lived away and you came back. So what brought you back?
Yeah. You know, I've said before, I didn't know at the time 100% what brought me back. I mean, definitely there were some things in my personal life that brought me back, but I didn't really know why the call back here, and I figured it out later.
Man.
It's like I had been in Nashville making music for a very long time, for about 10 years, and had been in many bands and had, like, you know, many successes and failures of all different levels, and really just felt like I had lost myself and the reason that I started doing this in the first place. You know, like there was a real essence in me as a little girl who was just a total like artist and storyteller and a paint outside the lines or and all of that, like deeply emotional, sensitive, introverted child who needed to express. And that pure thing had gotten distilled out of me with everything else that I'd, you know, kind of taken in from outside voices and from the industry itself in my time in Nashville. And that's not Nashville's fault. That's just the system and the machine. And
isn't it?
I wasn't ready for it.
Sorry. Can't help myself.
I mean, it's a little bit,
Nashville's fault.
And I think you can see that in some of the, you know, music that's produced from there. It's a bit like sometimes it sounds like McDonald's
sure.
in a song, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great stuff too. So I don't want to take away from that part of it. And I learned so much, like getting your butt kicked, you know, is good for you because you fall down and then you have to figure out how to get back up.
Yep.
So, but I came back home and I didn't understand until later that I just needed to, like, Joe Recibo and I say this together because he had sort of a similar thing happen in New York, but need to reconnect with the source. And, you know, Robin Hood's a perfect example. It's like I grew up in the country parts north of Memphis and I was raised on like country music and soul music and crazy stories from my father and like this very raw, colorful, dynamic reality that is in parallel with this city itself. And I needed to get here so I could kind of just like clear the noise that I had been so affected by just as a very sensitive kid in Nashville trying to start a career. So came back here, kind of lost everything. And then COVID happened and then, you know, got to figure out how to rebuild inch by inch. And so it's still so imperfect and I'm still so far from where I want to be, but I think I finally like can make things and say things from a place of authenticity and alignment, and I can stand behind the work even if I don't think I have nailed every bit of it. You know, I can stand behind it and go, that's me and that's honest and that's chapter one and let's go make chapter two, you know.
Yeah. What do you feel like, if there is one, is like the story of this album? Like,
I think it's a little girl. I say little girl. It's a young woman, but there's a little girl in all of us, right?
Oh, you know?
So it's a young girl trying to hear her voice louder than the voices of all the others. I think that's what it is for me.
Wow.
And I think that comes through in playful tracks where I'm kind of like giving a wink and being silly. Mm-hmm. And it also comes through in like really heavy tracks. Like the last one on the record, and but and each song, there's at least a sliver of, you know, if he can't see it, let him go. You know, cross my heart, I'll let him go. Or I fall in love with myself, or am I a mess or a work of art, or sort of all of these things that I would ruminate on that I needed to answer for myself in the song. I needed to answer in a way that's like, nope, you got this.
Yeah.
All that you need is already within you. So I think that that exists in every song on the record.
Ooh, I love that. That's giving me chills. Well, we've got one more song from your album that we're going to listen to, which is Heartbreaker. So set this one up for us.
Yeah. So Landon Moore, my bass player, who I also have a track by his one of his other bands that hopefully we can play later. But Landon's been playing bass with me for a very long time, and I he's just wicked smart and cool. And I was going through a funny breakup, and we'd written a couple songs on the record, not all of them. And Landon had these tracks that he'd made many moons ago for a different band. He just sent me some of the tracks, and so I'd go on walks downtown in South Maine with my dog and listen to these tracks and see if any of them resonated and if a melody or a lyric or concept came to mind as I was sort of walking and listening in my earbuds. And so this one had no words or melody. It just was the track. And so I wrote this while writing down or walking down by the river.
Oh.
And then Joe helped us kind of pull it together, and so the three of us were the writers on this song, and super stoked to cut it. It's a little different than other things on the record, so I was excited to play it.
I like it. All right. We are hanging out with Serena Wages today. Her new album, Vanity Project, just dropped on Friday, and we're going to listen to another track from the record, and this one is called Heartbreaker, and you are hearing it on WYXR.
Come on.
All right. That was Heartbreaker by Serena Wages. She's my guest today. This is straight from the source. Serena just dropped her new album, Vanity Project, on Friday. Yeah, that's a really beautiful song. And I can tell why you, I mean, I hear obviously why you say it's different from the rest of the album. I was telling you, it gives me like late 70s, early 80s, like Little Feet, Steve Winwood vibes. Yeah. Oh, well, you, and for me, trust me, that's a deep compliment. That's my bag right there. But yeah, it's funny because it's like it's still coming from an Americana place. It's just almost like a different, it's like a different generation of Americana. But yeah, it's still that roots place. It's just like a little bit of a different stripe of it.
It's almost a little bit like genre wise to nerd out, but like when alt country was still kind of a thing, you know?
Absolutely.
But you know, it's like on the point of genre, when we were making this, I've said before, it was pretty much like I didn't go in knowing I was making a record. I went in to record a bunch of songs and then as we kept going, I was like, well, with just two more and we have an EP, and then, you know, four more and we have a record. And so I was basically just writing and creating all of the things that I felt like I'd never been able to write and record before. And so there was no like through line in a, we're going to make an Americana record, or we're going to make an indie record, or we're going to make a pop folk, you know. It was just, I'm going to do whatever I want to do for the first time in my life. And Matt and the bands and everyone just reassured me that the through line was my perspective, my voice.
100%.
And the, you know, the funkiness of all my players and sort of like the pop sensibility of my lyrics. And so they all kind of came out as their own little color.
I couldn't agree more about the vocal, though. I think that's something I was thinking about as we were listening to some of these, that I think when you have a really unique voice, and I kind of hate the word unique because what does it even mean, but I just think, you know, your vocal is the thing that carries, you know, it is the thread that's going through whatever you would make, because you're stretching it in a lot of the same ways. Even if like the genre, you know, air quotes, is moving and shifting and changing, you're kind of doing those gymnastics with your voice in the same way. And I think that that is a thematic element that like ties everything together.
I thank you. I'll take that.
So, okay. So we're going to listen to some Memphis music that you picked. This is like one of my favorite parts of having guests on, because I always end up hearing stuff I haven't heard before, and it's super fun. But before we kind of shift to that, I want to make sure we like take a moment here. First of all, I want to know, you started working on this record in 2021. So what that tells me is there's another record that's already probably completely written. Like, what's next for you after this?
You know what? I always knew all these like building block years. I knew that when I hit the gas, like I'm the type of person, for better or for worse, probably for worse, but I like to work, and I am like, it's hard to relax actually, but I love to make things, and it is the only thing I love unconditionally in this world. And so, yes, I have a second record written and just trying to figure out exactly what that'll look like. I don't know yet, but I've hit the gas, and now if I am lucky enough to do so, I just want to keep going. I've got so much more to say, and I feel like what I have to say now is so different than what I had to say on this last record. I've grown up so much, you know, and I, Lord God, hope I keep growing up a bit more and get a couple more things figured out. But I just want to create, and I hope it lands with someone and helps them like sort of understand their own experience of this weird life. And I'm just having so much fun.
I love that part.
I'm having so much fun. I want to tour, you know, I want to tour, and I want to take this record and take a little Memphis out on the road, and we'll see. But I want to.
Well, and in the immediate future, you've got a record release on Thursday that is sold out, apparently. Yes. Oh my gosh. So if people are listening to this and they're feeling very sad, they're very emotional that they have missed the opportunity to go to that, you've got another show coming up pretty soon, right?
I'm going to call it the album release show number two.
Yeah.
On June 20th at the Grove at GPAC.
Amazing.
And that was a haul, but it's worth it. It's beautiful out there.
It is. So, yeah. It's gorgeous. June 20th at the Grove. If you haven't been, especially, that's a great excuse to come see you. Mm-hmm. Nice. Well,
you can say you're going to see me on tour in Germantown. Just kidding. Germantown people, I love you so much.
I think that's perfect. You have to get on two different interstates, then it counts. So let's listen to some music that you picked out to jam. I don't necessarily want to pick the order here. Okay. Is there one in particular you want to kick off with?
There is, yes.
Okay, what is it?
So I got to share an album release day with a young Memphis artist who I met a couple years ago. We were actually going to record on a session together. He was brought in. I hadn't met him, and he was brought in to possibly play keys on a session that ended up never happening, or he would have been part of something that I made, which would have been so lucky for me. But the second he walked in, I was like, oh my God, for the conversation on star power, like that undefinable, just like raw, interesting, intriguing element about someone. And I still think that about Wiley Bigger, and his record came out the same day as mine on Friday.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is just one of the many tracks that I like, but he's got something that's just like, you don't see this kid.
He's got that something. All right, well, we are going to listen to Broken Telephone. It's the title track from the brand new Wiley Bigger record that just dropped also on Friday, curated for you by my guest, Serena Wages. You're listening to it on Straight from the Source on WYXR.
My telephone ain't working anymore. Think I'll take it off the wall and drag it out the door. Scrounge up some cash and take it over to the store. And tell them my telephone ain't working anymore. It don't ring the way it used to. When we were young, love was new. She probably tried to call a million times, I'm sure it's true. But it don't ring the way it used to do. So help me, Mr. Repairman, you've got to do something. She's trying to reach me, but I haven't heard a thing. The phone ain't rang once since she walked out the door. Don't you try to tell me she don't want me no more. I know that I'm the one she still adores. Just that my telephone ain't working anymore. Strangest thing about this phone of mine, every time that I pick up that line, some voice tells me not to dial her number. Don't know why. Won't you help me fix this broken phone of mine? So help me, Mr. Bearman, you've got to do something. I know she's trying to reach me, but I haven't. Tell me she don't want me no more. I know that I'm the one she still adores. It's just that my telephone ain't working anymore. I don't know what she's doing or where she's been. Come home again.
anymore.
All right, that was The Beautiful Broken Telephone by Wiley Bigger.
He's also got a show at Hernando's Hideaway.
Okay.
This week.
Nice. So you can go catch Wiley live if you loved that song. And obviously it's also out like on all of the places, so go and listen to it. Chosen for your listening pleasure by my guest Serena Wages. She's celebrating the release of her debut album Vanity Project, which we've been talking about today, and now we're listening to some of her favorite Memphis music. So yeah,
thank you for having me. You're amazing. Thank you.
Are you kidding me? I love it. I love talking about new records. It makes me so happy. Especially this one. I feel like I've been waiting on this forever. There was a while like where I started my show where I would just go like have certain artists like in my head that I would just go on Spotify and be like, okay, have they released any music yet? Do they? Nope. It's still that one song, and then I'll just be depressed. So yes, I've been looking forward to this record for a long time.
Yes.
All right. You've got some more music picked out for us. Let's listen to if I can pick next.
Yes.
Let's listen to this Salo Pellini. Talk about this one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I mentioned Landon Moore a minute ago when we were talking about Heartbreaker, but several of the guys in this band are also in my band. And as I said, Landon's so smart. He sort of leads this crew, and it's John Whitmore and Danny Banks and Pat Fusco. But it's based off of Kurt Vonnegut's sophomore book.
Okay.
And it's like a preemptive scoring to a story about a Martian invasion. And it's an instrumental band, but God, they are so good and such great players. I remember I got to go to the album release show. It feels like it was a year ago now at Young Avenue Deli, and I went because they're all friends of mine and because I love them.
Yeah.
And then I left going, I can't believe any of these people are willing to play in my band.
Oh,
like
my
the
gosh.
Caliber of musicianship and creativity on stage and energy was just insane. And I'm a gigantic fan of this record now. So
I love it. Well, this one's called Malachi, and yeah, let's listen to it. You're hearing it on WYXR.
Thank you.
dishes, whipping up some life in the kitchen, focused on a mission, like I'm trying to change up your religion, like I'm trying to save a slew of children, I don't always know what I'm doing, thunder pumping in my veins, power calling through my name.
Fun. You're listening to Straight from the Source. I'm Elizabeth. My guest today is Serena Wages. She just dropped a new album called Vanity Project. We're playing some of her favorite Memphis artists right now, and that was one of my favorite Memphis artists too, Taliba Sophia. That was delicious from her latest Black Magic.
I'm obsessed.
So, okay, and before that, just to say, we played Malachi by Salo Pellini, but tell us why Taliba's on your list.
I just think she's a superstar.
I think she's too.
A total superstar. I admire her confidence and swagger and like unapologetic nature, and then I just think she's also a really wholehearted, kind person. But
agreed.
I'm a fan, a big fan, me too.
That whole project, like
me
it's
too
so
I love Frankie
good.
I like I love the whole oh my God. Thing yeah. I remember first like stumbling across that, I don't know how many years ago I stumbled across, like I kind of fell in love with Frankie separate from Taliba, but just seeing both of them and going like, oh, that's so hip,
yeah,
and so cool, and thank God I like found you, like that inspires my own artistry. Yeah. So yeah, cheers to all of you guys on that project. Wow.
And Taliba to me, like you, is somebody who I think just has a totally singular voice, and I mean that in both senses. Like I mean that in terms of the vocal performance, to me feels totally set apart from others, but also like the voice, what you're expressing, what you're trying to say, like.
Thank you. I think I like can relate with her a bit because I see like she has so much to say.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have so much to say. And I'm a big fan.
I love it. All right. We've got a little bit of time left and we got some more songs queued up. So I'm looking at two more here. Do you have a pick of which one you want to make sure we play and talk about?
Let's play Alicia.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us about this song.
So I'm a fan of this artist. She's from Memphis originally. And she doesn't come back and play here very often anymore, but I think we should get her back here. But she goes now by Alicia Gale, and her voice is like none I've ever heard before. And I've also just seen her play in a room that wasn't incredibly crowded one time as many moons ago before she was as like successful as she is now. But she was just in a room and it was like kind of a noisy bar. And then she started playing electric guitar and singing by herself in the corner. And everybody got quiet.
Ooh, and like, love it.
This very enchanting, like pure artist. And Alicia Gale, this came out last year. Go check out this track.
I love it. All right. This one is called When It Suns, It Shines. Alicia Gale on WYXR.
Showing our good sides, so put your life out here next to mine. Well, aren't we going new places now? It's one hell of a time. We've got glowing faces now, 'cause when it suns, it shines. We'll be right back.
All right. That was Alicia Gale with When It Suns, It Shines. Yeah, that's like a Memphis record.
She's something special. I messaged her this morning and I was like, I'm going to get them to play you on the air today in Memphis.
Oh, my gosh.
Get back here and play a show.
Yeah, she needs to come play. Yeah. That is really, really good. Oh, my gosh. Y'all should play. Y'all would be great on a bill together.
I would be honored. Yeah. It'd be awesome.
All right. Well, we've got just a few minutes left here. You've been listening to Straight from the Source. Serena Wages is my guest today. Her album Vanity Project just dropped on Friday. And if you just tuned to 91.7 and you're like, oh, my God, I missed the whole conversation, don't worry. It'll be on WYXR.org. You can listen to archived episodes of all your favorite shows. So just head there, Straight from the Source page. You can listen back to this whole episode. And, of course, you can find Vanity Project out in the world. Like,
yes.
Is it you did vinyl on this one, didn't you?
I sure did. It just came in. I'm so excited to have it for sale on my website now.
Yes. And that's serenawages.com.
serenawages.com.
okay.
Yeah.
Are you gonna have any like in some of the local record stores? Like, what's the plan?
I'm hoping.
Okay.
We're trying to do a little stop by next week. See who we can get some support from, but hope to have them at any store that'll hold them. And then of course all my shows, and then you can order one online as well. So
yeah,
thank you Memphis Record Pressing and Jeff Powell as well.
Yeah. Lots of places to pick that vinyl up. I love it. Well, you've got one more song queued up for us, but I just want to make sure that before we go, the people know all the places to find you. We just said serenawages.com. That's a really good place. Where can they find you on social media? And give us the details on that GPAC show again, too.
Yeah, so I'd like to spell my name because it's very different and people can never find me. It's C-Y-R-E-N-A, Wages, W-A-G-E-S. So, yeah, all the things, all the Instagrams and Facebooks and Twitter, what is it called? TikTok.
Oh, are you on TikTok?
Bane of my existence. Yeah.
I'm too old to be on TikTok.
So am I. And I'm on there. So that tells you what it looks like. Check it out or don't, please. Anyways, all those places and then serenawages.com. Yeah, stay in touch with me. And June 20th is the next available show in Memphis. This Thursday at Barware is going to be wonderful. And then June 20th, The Grove at GPAC. Tickets are available on my website or their website. And yeah, love to see you there.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so June 20th at GPAC, we're going to go to serenawages.com. We're going to find this album. My last question for you before we go, and before we listen to your last song, which I am going to have you set up. I love the photo on the front of this album. Where did you shoot that?
Yeah, okay. So my dear friend Matthew Burdine, Mississippi River Expeditions, took me in a kayak across the river.
I knew it had to be on the banks of the Mississippi, I was just like, where did she do this?
You know, I had gone out on a trip with him before we shot the record, and I didn't know what the cover was going to look like at all, but we got over there, and it just hit me, and he was telling me all these folklore stories about river fairies, or truths, as he'd say, and the river fairies and the mysticism of these banks, and it all just hit me that I wanted to shoot right there. So yeah, we took like a team of 10 in a kayak at sunset across.
Sure.
With a bunch of like video and you know, gear and outfits. And it was such an adventure. The whole team was like, this girl has lost her mind.
Oh my God.
And I did.
Yeah.
And we also got a killer shot.
You did. So you did.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. All right. Well, we're wrapping up with Serena. You've picked one more song for us. Set this one up.
I'm going to play some Carla Thomas. So this is Gee Whiz that she, I believe, wrote when she was 16 and released around age 17. And keep your eye out soon for maybe a little cover of this somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a little hint.
I love it.
But a very iconic track by Miss Carla, Queen Carla.
Yes. And if you haven't seen her talking about it on the new Stax documentary that's out on HBO Max, it's really good. I'm admittedly slow rolling it. We've only watched one episode because we're like taking our time.
It's powerful.
Getting
through it. You have to brace yourself.
You really kind of do. Yeah. I don't know if other people from other cities feel the things that we Memphians feel when some of those songs start playing. I don't think they do.
Yeah,
but
it's very,
this is one of them. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Cheers to you, Carla.
Serena, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been so much fun. And I hope people are going to head out to GPAC on June 20th. And really, I just hope they're going to listen to this record.
Me
it's so
too.
Good.
Me too. Thank you all for listening. It's nice to meet you over the air.
Yeah. All right. This has been Straight from the Source. Stick around. Live and the Crooked Beat are in the house next. We're going to leave you with Gee Whiz by Carla Thomas on WYXR.